When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
The Bears get a win 24-15 over the Eagles. Hampton will be on the air with you now. Sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. We didn't have to sweat that one out.
No. And you know what? I was just going to say that, OB, well, all year long we talked about, you know, winning in the last seconds and finding a way to snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat.
Unfortunately, that's the way it's been, but go ahead.
But I'm just telling you, this, I don't want to say complete dominance, but man, was that a booty kicking in Philadelphia. And after losing six in a row to the Eagles, going on the road, Black Friday, all that craziness, the Bears have the most convincing victory we have had in six, 7 years, maybe longer.
I agree with you 110%, Dan. I'll tell you what, I talked about them going into Friendship Town, whatever you guys call it. You know what?
Brotherly love.
And brotherly whatever, and taking them down in our pregame show. And they did. The coaches showed up. The players showed up, and boy, did they undress the Philadelphia Eagles, the reigning world champions. And in their own living room, we slapped them around, especially the second half. Came out, the coaches made the adjustments, and that constant running off tackle, which was a defense that the Eagles played and never changed. And they were getting double teamed. Their inside guy was getting double teamed and blowing out of there. And our running backs would come off guard, off tackle. And they ran all first half and all second half. And they never made adjustments. And by the way, their quarterback, you know, we talk about our quarterback. I'm going to tell you what. Our kid hung in there. He threw a lot of bad passes. He's not that much of an accurate passer. But I'll tell you what, he led us to a victory over the reigning Super Bowl world champions, and both teams were 8-3, and we went into their town, into their ballpark, and we took them apart. We took them apart. So congratulations to Ben Johnson and the coaches, and congratulations to the Chicago Bears, our quarterback, and especially the offensive line, Dan. I'll tell you what, you talk about taking care of business, and listening to these pundits, folks, in the United States talking about how great the Eagles, how dangerous they are, how powerful they are, how everything. We went into their town and slapped them around like a bunch of bad little puppies. Congratulations, Bears. I'd love to see it. Finally.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to talk a lot about actually what happened, and there was – so many great parts of this victory.
Number one, Dan, they got out coached by our coaches.
Well, that's exactly where I'm going. Look, we didn't beat a defense coached by Joey Bag of Donuts. This was Vic Fangio. And Vic Fangio is a serious man. I've never seen him smile. I've never seen him laugh. This guy's serious, and yet you made a point of it. He never made adjustments.
He never made adjustments. They were getting beat, Dan. We were double teaming. He was in the three gap or the five gap or the four or the two gap, and there was nobody outside him. And all he did was take our guard and tackle, double team him, blow him out of there. And you really didn't have to trap block the outside guy because it was wide open. And bam, play after play after play to the strong side, to the weak side. That's what they ran, folks. If you take the game or whatever, look at what I'm talking about. They double-teamed them all day, and they never made adjustments.
Well, just to give you an idea of how dominant this performance was by the offensive line and the running game, both backs well over 100 yards. And during
the offensive line, Dan, that boy, you talk about the five guys. You know, they've been coming along. They're like basically four new starters. Most of them were at other clubs before this year. But I'll tell you what, did you talk about meeting the challenge, going away, and supposedly, and we were 7-point underdogs, folks. 7-point underdogs. and we took care of business today, and that was so great to finally see us absolutely take charge and act and do like we know what the hell we're doing. I'll tell you what, very proud of them, Dan.
Well, OB, and the score is actually a little bit, you know, skewed because the dominance was there at 6 minutes, 19 seconds left in the fourth quarter. That's nut cutting time. We were up 24-9. We had run 77 offensive plays. The Eagles had run 34. That means not only were you dominating on offense, but the defense was getting the ball back, stopping them by either two turnovers or forcing them time after time after time to punt. It was a thing of beauty.
Yes, it was, boy. I'll tell you what. I just sit here, and I'm just thinking now, and in the last few minutes of the game, Danny, so proud to see this, to see what went on with us beating a major team in their own ballpark. We're not at home here in Soldier Field. We had to go to Philadelphia and play the reigning world champions, and we took them apart. God almighty, that's just great, folks.
I think we're going to petition to rename it Friendship Town, by the way, because I think that just has a better sound than City of Brotherly Love.
I cannot remember what's it called
again?
The
City of Brotherly Love.
Yeah. Oh, Brotherly Love. Well, yeah. Not anymore.
Well, we didn't make any friends today.
24-15.
Rename it Friendship Village.
Bears are a winner over the Eagles. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll get to your calls in a minute. We'll be with you until 6:30 tonight. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hey, football fans, he's back. Longtime sponsor, nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk.
For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk,
Vuk
at jeffvuk.com. And remember, Nationwide is on your side. Nice little connection there between Caleb Williams and Cole Kmet. Hampton will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. 24-15, Bears get the win. A couple of notes about the game here before we get to your calls at 312-981-7200. So Kyle Madungai and DeAndre Swift both go over 100 yards. It's the first time a Bears duo in the backfield has gone over 100 each since Walter Payton and Matt Sui against the Lions back on November 10th of 1985.
Wow.
So it's been almost 40 years of the day that happened.
But, and again, folks, again, the score is not indicative of exactly what happened out there. We had 28 first downs. They had 14. We had twice the number of first downs. And, OB, you love the time of possession. We were at 39-18, almost 40 minutes, almost 19-plus minutes. You know, 19 minutes more possessing the football on the road with the crowd noise, the silent count, all those factors. Again, a number of things after this game kind of jump out at me. Number one, okay, we're in second place in the NFC playoff hunt right now, tonight. Now, you know, we got to play Green Bay twice or just breathing down our necks, all that. So, obviously, that makes those games, the one coming Sunday, even more important. But, my God, this is a statement. When you know, Nick Sirianni, I don't have the greatest,
belief. Head coach of the Eagles.
Yeah, I don't think he's all that in a box of rocks and all that. But I do have great respect for Vic Fangio and the way Ben Johnson, pulled their pants down, outcoached them in all facets of the game today. I'm telling you, that is like a battle cry set out across the NFL. People will set up and take notice because of what happened today.
Dan, we double teamed that team, their defensive line, to death, folks. When you watched the game, did you see us between our two running backs running to the stronger, to the weak side, but they were running off tackle? Why? Those were were inside our left tackle and our right tackle, and they were basically the defensive ends, okay? And then they had another player standing up on the outside. I don't know if it was a linebacker or whatever, and they just double-teamed the inside guy, blew him out of there, and if watching the game, you saw the hole was a mile wide, and they never made adjustments. In four quarters, they never made adjustments. So what did we do? The smart thing. Just pounded at them until they stop us. Well, they never stopped us. Never. And I'll tell you what. Ben Johnson, kudos to him, Dan, on this game. Because this was supposedly going to be the game of the year to show who we were, who we really are. And guess what? It showed who we are, and it showed exactly where the hell the Eagles were. You got to be kidding me. That team was poorly coached, Dan, and it was poorly played by their quarterback. Not to say anything about our quarterback, because our quarterback had a rating after the game. When all said and done, he completed 17 out of 36 passes for a rating, folks, of 56.9.
Hmm. And if you was to look at that stat, you would think the Bears got run out of Philadelphia.
Yep.
That tells
you. We ran them to death.
Well, it tells you we're winning despite not having great play at the quarterback position. And he made a couple of plays, and that's all great. The pass to Cole Kmet to kind of ice the game, that was fantastic. That was truly a marquee quarterback type of play. But all that being said, we were so damn good on third down, 10 of 17. Think about that, folks. 10 of 17 against the defense that won the world championship a year ago.
Normally it's 3 or 4, not 10.
Well, you know, we struggled at times in third down conversion ratio. But all that, strip it away, rushing the ball for 261 yards, It makes it a no-brainer. And the more, and again, OB, I know you love talking about throwing the ball down the field and passing and all that. But think about this, folks. Everything is cyclical. And now the teams that can run the ball with purpose, not when they let you, when you want to run and they can't stop you, that is going to be so valuable now the weather has started to change.
Well, what you got to do, Dan, you got to take advantage of a game from series to series, quarter to quarter, in what they do. And that's why they pay these coaches all this money. We got 31 of them, okay? And if running works, to the stronger, to the weak side, if they're traps, if they're whatever they are running, Dad, and if it's working, you keep going with it. You accept the positive. We finally did it. Today. Today we finally did it.
And this wasn't New Orleans or the Giants or some has-been bunch.
That's what I'm impressed about. This supposedly, from all the pundits across this country, watch out for the Eagles. Watch out for the Eagles. Offense, defense, they'll come after you. They'll tear you apart. And again, not to over-talk it or go, but we went in and we took the mighty Philadelphia Eagles apart. Apart. Our offensive line, kudos to our offensive line. Kudos to Ben Johnson and our offensive coordinator. The job was well done, folks. Well done.
Absolutely. Declan Doyle, offensive coordinator, he gets a little bit of the gravy. Speaking, what do you do to a turkey? Pluck them, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think the Eagles got plucked.
They
today.
Got plucked, definitely. One other real quick thing about Ben Johnson, and this was tweeted by former Bears tight end Greg Olsen, now with Fox, said that the Bears won the toss and they elected to take the ball, which meant the Bears had the choice of the direction that the Eagles would go in the second half. They were going against the wind the entire fourth quarter. There was a missed extra point and a missed field goal. So something that Ben Johnson obviously had thought about before the game went on. What would happen if he decided and they won the toss? So they had the benefit.
I have no doubt that that was a factor. We weren't there. We didn't know how severe the wind was, but with all the other brilliant coaching, you know, decisions he made today, I'm sure that was something he thought about.
All right, let's get to a quick call here before we get to the bottom of the hour for our news break. Let's go out to Homer Glenn and say hi to Ron. Ron, you're up with Happen OB. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, guys. I was just going to say, you know, they seemed like they came out today playing very hard, like a team, you know, the whole game, and just, you know, didn't stop. They didn't give up.
No, they didn't, Ron. And you know what? You know, sometimes you can, in defeat, you know, sometimes it's hard to look at the positives because usually in losing, there really are not a lot of positives on either side of the ball or special teams. But today, this game was so important for this coaching staff and for the team. It was so important. Why? Because we finally supposedly beat a quality team in their park, not our park, but in their park, And it just happened to be the world champions that we took apart today. And I'll tell you what, they did. I finally saw a hell of a job by our coaches, especially our offensive line, the way they played and the way they attacked and the way the plays were called, the running game. And the thing that I couldn't believe, Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, was supposed to be one of the geniuses for the Eagles. He never made adjustments. So we kept pounding them. Accentuate the positive. Run it down their throat. We had two running backs that knocked it out of the park, both of them well over 100 yards. I mean, the coaches took advantage of what they saw, and they put it to use with our players, and our players believed in it, and they made it happen. They truly made it happen.
You know, all year long, a lot of folks have been saying Dennis Allen, the defense coordinator, has been doing a great job, and I was reluctant to jump on the bandwagon. Last week, minus the three linebackers, somehow, some way, he patched it together. We found a way to win. That's great. But today was maybe his best performance. When you look at the stat sheet, there's not a defensive lineman in the top eight or nine. It's all the secondary and the little backup linebackers like DeMarco Jackson. Guy, wasn't even, nobody knew his name 2 weeks ago. They were making the plays and doing well. And when Ben Johnson has got this new chant, good, better, best. Well, guess what? We've gone from good to better. Now, the next 5 weeks, let's see if we can become the best.
Well, quickly here. If I was to give, is it the tight ends, the offensive line, is it the defensive line, the linebackers, D-backs, who would I give the number one call to? That would be our offensive line. They made it happen. You don't run for how many yards?
281.
280. We ran for almost 300 yards. And you talk about five guys showing up. And what our offensive coaches did, they did it today, and they did it against a quality team, quality people. So kudos again to the Bears.
24-15, Bears over the Eagles. We'll take a timeout for the news. Come back with more. Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. And it's time now for Dan Hampton's Defensive Player of the Game, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Kevin Byard III, the victor of our award here tonight with the six tackles, and more importantly, again, a big pick, his sixth of the season, and that interception was crucial.
Well, it was late in the third quarter, and it was still close. I think we were 10-6 or 3 or something like that. And the game was still in the balance. And Byard, and he's, what is that, his fifth or sixth?
Sixth.
His sixth interception. Now, all six are great, but this one.
He hasn't played every game either.
It's true. Well, he hasn't played it. Well, I think he played
Byard's
most of
played every game. Yeah. And what I was going to say is, I mean, he was like a heat-seeking missile, and he ran by A.J. Brown to get the ball. It like total disregard for everything else. He was on a mission, and he made such a spectacular catch. Of the most defensive backs, they're defensive backs because they can't catch, right? I mean, that's the joke and really the way it works. But, man, he caught the ball in flight before he hits the ground. He turns it so the ball won't touch the ground. He turns his shoulder into the ground and gets down before hitting the out-of-bounds marker. I mean, it truly was, I think, the best play I've seen on defense this entire year. And what happens? Not only do we, you know, get the ball and possess it again, but we go on and score two touchdowns in the fourth quarter to basically put the Eagles out of commission.
And that's normally what we don't do, Dan, you know, to really take, really put the team, whoever we're playing, to really put them away. But I'll tell you something. I'm really, really, really impressed. It has to start somewhere. What happened today had to start somewhere. I mean, I don't remember our offensive line blocking like this. I don't remember our backs running this hard. But then again, when you see what happened in our offensive line play, that's why I would give those five guys, whatever the top gift is, give those five guys the top gift. They opened the holes. My God, you could have drove an 18-wheeler through there. And that went on for four quarters. and whoever came up with it and saw it and kept running it and running it, probably I have to believe it was Ben Johnson, you know, our offensive coordinator or whoever you want to. But we got something and we found it and we worked it. And it worked for all four quarters.
Well, you're talking about the offensive line. And
exactly. It's what I'm talking about.
Well, remember,
they're finally starting to come together, Dan. Playing against this team, who's supposed to be the team, and we take them apart in their ballpark. And not only that, we ram the ball. We run it right down their throats.
Well,
right down their throats.
Yep. Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, the two defensive tackles, that's the best defensive tackle tandem in the NFL.
And not anymore.
They were not a factor today. But how about kudos to Ozzie Trapillo, the second-round draft pick.
There you go.
At left tackle. You never heard his name called. No penalties, no false starts, no holding calls. No. And more importantly, the offensive line, they ran not only with purpose, but they ran violently behind this offensive line. And the if you had to grade the offensive, I'd give him an A. But Darnell Wright, you know, the first-round draft pick of 3 years ago, boy, he struggled two or three different times. Jalen Phillips, their number 50, their defensive end, I mean, ran by him. And we were able to, you know, go ahead and, you know, avoid catastrophe. But when we were running the ball, they were coming off the rock, and they were making hole after hole after hole in that defense.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell Trapillo, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Trapillo.
I'm going to tell you what, folks, I think he's what, Andy, about 6'8", 6'7",
yeah, like 6'6", 6'7", yeah.
Something like that, folks. He's about what, 320?
He's a big dude.
He's a big, big guy, and guess what? Watched him all afternoon, and he's together physically. He has good feet movement, which if you're an offensive lineman, you got to have your legs under and you got to move those feet. They got to be quick and fast, and he's got that. And I think we finally found the missing link to our offensive line, Dan and Andy and you listeners, and that's him, Trapillo. He's big enough, he's strong enough, and what he did today, I think we will. That'll be our left tackle for sure from here on out. My opinion.
312-981-7200. Before I get to the phones real quick here, how about the what a difference a year makes? Last Black Friday, we were talking about Matt Eberflus being fired as the head coach of the Chicago Bears, first guy that ever been fired.
Seems like 5 years
during
ago.
The year, exactly. And today, Ben Johnson leads the Bears into Philadelphia and gets a 24-15 win on the road.
And Kevin Petullo, the offensive coordinator of the Eagles, he'll be fired today. I mean, that was just bizarre, nasty, what they were trying to do.
Dan, I couldn't. What the hell are they trying to do? What were they trying to do with their
quarterback? I have no idea. I've watched the game 50 years. I don't know.
Yeah, we were saying that while we were watching. I'm like, what the hell is going on here with these people? Maybe because we were so aggressive defensively and really went after him. Maybe that helped, Dan. Just maybe.
All right, let's head out to Aurora and say hi to Joe. Joe, you're up with Hampton OB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I love you both. Ed, you're a little bit before my time. Dan, I was there in 85. I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That's
Don't
it?
Don't let your guard down. We had a good game. Damn good game. But there's still work to be done. But, Dan, let me ask you a question. When you started out with the Bears and you gave your heart and everything in it, how long did you think it would take before you guys would win a Super Bowl?
Well, great question, and we appreciate you calling, Joe. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Look, you know, every team wants to win. Every team thinks they have the answers and it's going to happen, and it doesn't, okay? But there was a point after Dick had got here, we could tell we were getting enough players when you look them in the eye that they would refuse to lose. And when you start getting those kind of players, you know, it's just a matter of time and just keep chopping the wood and keep doing the things that you're supposed to do. And it all of a sudden it starts coming together. And you got to have wins like this, OB, that verify what you're doing and kind of, you know, gives like an undergirth to the coaches and their philosophies. And then the players really start buying in and believing. And that's when you can take off. So this win, we may look back in January and say, you remember back on Black Friday how they played? That's where it started. Hopefully, you know, and again, they won games, folks. We know it. But they were playing backup quarterbacks. They were winning in the last seconds of a game. Today, this is what we waited for, OB, a convincing, solid, win all phases of the game victory.
If you listen to what I've been saying, now we're going to find out just exactly who the hell we are. We're going in to the hornet's nest. We're going in, and I'm going to tell you what, that's not a friendly crowd to play at. They don't even like their own team sometimes. But I'll tell you what, when they hired Mike Ditka, to me it was not a mystery what was going to happen. All the town foolery with some of the players you had on that team when you first came here, and they've been around for a few years, and I knew it was just a matter of time. Not a long time. Ditka has no patience, and I tell you, he knows how to win. He was on a winning team, and he coached with a winning team, and he coached with a winning coach. And when he came here, I thought it would take 3 years, max 3 years before you guys were winners or maybe world champions. That's what I thought, Dan. I truly did. It would take him 3 years to get rid of these guys that were fluffing and duffing around that you had on the team, and he got rid of every one of them and brought in the real football players and made it work.
Yep, time now for Who Brought It Today, sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, the card to bring through it all. It's not only the two running backs, DeAndre Swift and Kyle Menungai, who each went over 100 yards, but you throw in, as we've been talking about, the offensive line and just what they were able to accomplish today, and that is who brought it by far and away today.
I agree with that 110%. I'll tell you what, maybe finally, because if you don't have those five guys up front and those four guys on defense, if you don't have them, those are the difference makers, folks. Believe what I am telling you. Those are the difference makers. They control what goes on, and it all starts at the line of scrimmage. Believe me what I'm saying. And, boy, you talk about showing up, and you talk about getting the job done today. They rammed it right down the Eagles' throat.
Happen will be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Let's talk a little bit about Caleb Williams here, too, because 17 of 36, 154 yards, a touchdown, and a rare interception, and a rating of 56.9. But you know, you really didn't have to look at what he was doing because of the fact that the run game was so effective, and the passes he was completing, if I'm not mistaken, many of them, if not all of them, were on play action.
So much of the time, and again,
he struggles with accuracy.
Well, yeah, he does.
There's nothing.
There's
to
no
talk
doubt.
About
no,
with
I agree with you.
He struggles somehow, some way. They got to figure that out. Somebody's got to come up with something. His passing. My God.
And a lot of that has to do. And we all, you know, imagine what it would be like to be a quarterback and have to throw and so much of the time he'll put such a good touch on the ball with very good accuracy. The pass that he threw to Cole Kmet for the touchdown in the fourth quarter is as good as good gets. The three touchdown throws he made last week against the Steelers, all three of those were dimes. I mean, killer dimes. But today we saw a bunch of head scratchers where we all go, okay, what's he doing? Why did that happen? Trust me, Ben Johnson is not a fool. He came here in large part because he wanted Caleb Williams as his quarterback. This will be addressed. This will be corrected. We all hope very shortly, but it hasn't happened quick enough for me. All that being said, you know, on his interception, that was a little dump off where he has to be able to throw it with a little touch, get it up high enough where a defensive end can't bat the ball, and, you know, just dump it over, you know, like a 14-yard throw, but it has to go up 10 feet in the air and then back down. Well, that requires a certain finesse, a certain touch. He has struggled with it. But your point about the play action was very, very good today. And you know what that does, folks? The defensive coordinator in Green Bay, he's going to look at this film and say, okay, am I worried about that 281 yards on the ground bad enough to where I'm going to start putting a safety or cheat up or start bringing, you know, pressing more as, you know, a corner and coverage and all that because I'm worried about the run? Or is he going to be thinking, as soon as I start doing that, you know and I know the play action will be coming.
That will be number one, Dan.
Yep.
Folks, if you have a running game going in this league, in any league, I don't care what it is, high school or whatever, if you have a running game, you have to go to play action. You have to go to play action. Why? Because the number one rule on defense is respect the run first, okay? So that if it gives you a half a second, if that gives you a half a second jump, sometimes that's all you need to make a play work to get a first down or to get a touchdown. And how do you do it? Play action. Fake it to the guy running back in, drop back, or bootleg it out. And this is the more you run the ball, the more you go to play action, and it works, folks. I'm telling you, all the top teams that do it, it works.
Well, and again, I hate, you know, and again, there's lots of bouquets to be thrown around. But if your quarterback has got a 56 rating or whatever the hell it is.
That's sad.
With 281 yards rushing the ball, that tells you there's something going on that he didn't have a great game.
No.
I mean, it's just the way it is. He made a couple of really great throws, but with a running game like that, Andy, boy, he should have been over 100 easy, and he wasn't.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dan, that should not be the premise of, you know, hey, if we run, you know, can we pass, can we whatever? Somehow, some way, we're going to have to get a balanced attack going. And when you look at our quarterback, he's a running quarterback. He really doesn't throw a lot of interceptions, but he doesn't throw a lot of passes downfield. He throws these three-yard outs, seven-yard, exact 12, something over the middle to a tight end. We don't go deep. We don't go on positive deep throws. And all I can tell you is this kid somehow, some way, we got to get our passing game going, Danny. We truly do. And we got to get our tight ends more involved. I think what was there? Seven targets today to our tight ends? I think they caught six passes.
Yeah, they caught six passes. There were nine total targets, six for Loveland and three for Komet.
Well, we've got to be in that 15 to 18 target area for both of them because they're quality people. And they can make the ball move down the field, eat up the clock, and we can score points with them.
Well, before we get to the break, and by the way, folks, we just want you to know we greatly appreciate your listening each and every week. Next week, we got a little change up because they moved the Green Bay game to the 3:25 start. Now, we're going to be up against the Blackhawks. Andy, tell them what's going to happen.
Yeah, so our pregame next week is going to be from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 3:30. So we're going to take you exactly up to kickoff. Then once the game ends, we would like you to head over to WGNradio.com. We are going to do a live show for an hour and a half after the Bears and the Packers. And we'll be able to take your phone calls. And then that show will be taped and replayed on next Sunday night at 10:30. Right here on WGN. So if you missed it and you missed the conversation or you didn't have access to the web, that's when we'll have it for you.
So we're going to be on the web.
We'll be on the internet. Yes, we'll be on our stream. WGNradio.com on our stream. So we'll remind you about that again today before we leave the air and also during the entire week to make sure you don't miss a single moment.
Blackhawks
of Hemp and OB, which, by the way, is sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
And with the snow, you need one of those Silverados,
yes,
folks.
You do. Highlights courtesy of Amazon Prime. Bears win at 24-15 of the Eagles. Hemp and OB is sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. By the way, this is breaking news for everyone living in the city of Chicago. the Wiener Circle, you guys all know the famous hot dog stand over there on Clark Street, decided that after the Caleb Williams 4-touchdown game, they were going to give away free hot dogs for the city. They did that, and then they mentioned that if Ben Johnson ever took off his shirt during a post-game celebration, they would do it again. Well, guess what? Ben Johnson, shirtless during the post-game celebration in the locker room today, so free hot dogs on Tuesday at the Wiener Circle.
Well, if there's ever a time to take it off, today was one.
Well,
pretty good, huh?
Nothing.
You know, we were talking about the offense and being efficient and staying ahead of the chains and all that on the 4 scoring drives the Bears had in Philadelphia today. Second drive, 11-play, 78-yard drive for a touchdown. The next drive, a 15-play, 68-yard drive for a field goal. Now, we kind of went dark. We didn't do anything in the third quarter. But then in the fourth quarter, 12-play, 92-yard drive for a touchdown. And then that last one to Cole Kmet, 8 plays, 63 yards for a touchdown. And so, you know, a lot of things are coming together, and that's all great, because guess who is next week? That's right, the hated Packers.
And we're playing them up in Green Bay.
Correct.
On top of it.
That is correct.
Now, one of the things that, and there's a lot of things that really went well today. We talked about 281 yards on the ground, all that. That's great. Great, great, great. But there is a little bit of worry here. And part of it is the wide receivers. They haven't been as prominent as you would like. And I think there's
Danny, we haven't had really a passing game. And if I'm sorry to interrupt you right there, but I just wanted to jump in and say right away, Danny, our quarterback, he's got a problem, folks, with throwing that football. And maybe that is the reason why we don't throw downfield. We don't throw fly patterns. We don't throw deep post patterns. I'm just saying, Dan.
Well, and this verifies it. Look at the stats. Rome Odunze, unquestioned number one. Everybody talks about a number one receiver. Yesterday we watched Pickens and CeeDee Lamb kill the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, Rome Odunze, the last five games, he has been targeted 33 times. 33. He has 13 catches. Today, he was targeted 5 times, only came away with 2 catches.
Wow.
For 8 yards. And DJ Moore, he was, not much better. He was targeted 5 times, only had 2 catches. He had a reverse where he ran for 10 yards and a first down. But, your point about the tight ends, and maybe we have a little bit of a shift here, OB. Today, the tight ends were targeted 9 times for 6 catches. So if I'm an offensive coordinator, if I'm a quarterback, I'm thinking, man, bang for the buck, I'm going to look for the tight ends.
Dan, why is it that it's our offensive coaches, okay? And Ben Johnson, he was the offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions, very successful. You mean to tell, they can't figure it out, and we have 2 quality tight ends, and I've said this week after week, year after year, and I'll be diddly damned, we don't utilize them to open up our passing game, which I just alluded to a little bit ago. Could it be, Dan? Could it just be we don't get involved in getting the ball middle deep and deep because of his accuracy? Could that possibly be the reason the coaches don't put that in our game plan? Just saying.
Well, but Odunze was targeted 33 times and only caught 13. How many times are you going to throw it, right? I'm just saying. And your point about a lot of those were uncatchable balls. They still count as, a wasted play, an opportunity,
exactly,
a target.
Exactly.
And yet, there's not much bang for the buck. The tight ends are showing they are the way to go.
Dan, and you said it even last week. What's the easiest pass? The easiest pass is about a 10-yard, 8-yard, 12-yard pass to who? The tight ends. 1-6-6, 1-6-5. you got to throw a really bad pass not to hit them.
Bears win at 24-15. That was the final out in Philadelphia today. Time for our Mueller Auto Group game-changing moment, sponsored by the Mueller family of dealerships and locations in Hoffman Estates, Gurnee, Highland Park, and Merrillville. We'll go again with Kevin Byard. He was our defensive player of the game. He was also responsible for the game-changing moment with that interception, the sixth of the season for him.
Well, it was. And again, I mean, they all matter. But this one was huge because the Eagles were just awful on offense. And yet they had picked up a couple of first downs. And then when we got the interception, we kind of flipped everything and it changed. And we went on to score 14 points at the beginning of the fourth quarter and put the game away.
Big thanks as well to our friends at Jake Melnick's for their feeding us this afternoon. Jake Melnick's iconic PB&J wings are back, tossed in a Thai-inspired peanut sauce and served with a raspberry chipotle dipping sauce. For every one they sell, $1 will be donated to the Greater Chicago Food Depository, and $3 will be donated from every garage beer tower. It's also Giving Tuesday coming up. You give, we give. That's their mantra. They bring in a non-perishable food donation to Jake Melnick's and receive $1 garage beers, limited supply, and also while supplies last. Again, Melnick's at 41 East Superior. It's game on at Jake's. We'll take a quick time out here. Happen to be sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hey, football fans, he's back. Longtime sponsor, nationwide agent Jeff Vukovich.
Vuk.
For all your auto, home, or business insurance needs, contact Vuk,
Vuk.
At jeffvuk.com. And remember, nationwide is on your side. Indeed, we are. Happen to be sponsored by those local Chevy dealers and the Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Andy Mazur and the fellows with you here. 24-15, Bears over the Eagles. We talked about that storm that is coming, not the actual snowstorm that the winter weather advisory is going on, but next week it's at Green Bay, week 15, home against Cleveland, week 16, home against Green Bay, week 17, Sunday night football at San Francisco, and week 18, closing it out at home against the Detroit Lions, who could be playing for their playoff lives at that point.
Well, I watched Green Bay last week, and obviously, it Jordan Love, if he gets it going, he's got five really talented receivers. So it was great to see Jalen Johnson back in action today.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make a whole bunch of, like, you know, game-changing, you know, moments, but I saw some real good coverage. I saw him get beat once by A.J. that got run by. But you can't have enough really good corners. And Tyrique Stevenson should be back. Nashawn Wright, who stole the ball from Jalen Hurts on the tush push, which I hate that. But all that being said, you know, if we are able to go up and match up and snatch a victory from Green Bay, and hey, we've got a template. We don't want to get it in a situation where we allow them to rush the passer. You know, Micah Parsons is making a big, big difference in that defense, especially if you get down to the Packers and here they come. He can flat get after it. And we'll find out if Ozzie Trapillo is the future.
Yeah.
Because you know Micah Parsons will have him circled on the program, and he's going to be lined up outside, and he'll be bringing it all day.
Well, I'm pulling for Trapillo.
Oh, yeah. Because
I tell you what, he's got the size, and what I really liked about him is his foot movement, his feet, how they move, the quickness, the up and down, the shuffle. You know, for a big guy to have that, that's pretty damn good. And again, his size, again, I just was telling Andy, I don't know, is he 6'8" then? Does anybody read?
He's 6'7", 312, something like that. He's a monster of a man.
I mean, he's a monster of a guy, but then again, can you play offensive tackle in the NFL? And I think he gave us a pretty good answer that he can handle it. Because, again, the Eagles are supposed to have an attacking, a very aggressive defense. And I'll tell you what, our offensive line, they manhandle them, they push them around. Unbelievable what went on. And I'm going to tell you, just not to say one more time, kudos to our coaching staff. Ben Johnson and his staff, our offensive defensive coordinator, the coaches who brought it today, as far as I'm concerned, Dan and Andy, the coaches brought it. They're the ones that put these kids in a position offensively and defensively to get the job done for four quarters. And damn it, they did it.
Can I mention one thing real quick about Nashawn Wright? looking at the stats today, and they flashed this up on the screen, and I had to do a double take because I wanted to look it up for myself. Do you realize that Nashawn Wright is responsible for 8 turnovers this year? 5 interceptions, and that was his third fumble recovery for the Bears this year.
Wow.
He's making himself a lot of money. He signed a 1-year deal. So, and, you know,
if you're at the right place at the right time.
Yeah, you're right.
And obviously, Tyrique Stevenson has had a tremendous year. Jalen Johnson has already been paid and wrapped up. I don't know if Nashawn will be here next year, but he's still got lots to do for us the remainder of the schedule. Back to the receivers.
What's amazing about that quickly, Dan, you look at the stats defensively where we rank. We're like 28th, 27th, 30th, 31st. My God, I mean, statistically, it looks bad. But what we see him play on a football game on the field, they look pretty damn good to me.
And I keep bringing this up, you know, the old metric of how many yards you give up, where now we're 28th in the league or whatever we are. I mean, maybe a little less and a little less when you consider the two most important factors on defense. Can you take the ball away and can you hit the quarterback? We can't get our pass rush going. We still have big issues with the defensive line being consistent about collapsing the pocket, forcing the quarterback into errant throws and trying to get out and get away and all that stuff. You know, we can't hit the quarterback, but man, are we taking the ball away.
Danny, I'll tell you something. If there is a weakness on this entire team, 53-man squad, if there is a weakness that shows up, it's our defensive line, Dan.
Yep.
We don't get to the passer. Offensively, we don't throw the ball down the field for whatever the reasons are. I mentioned a couple of them that might be. And defensively, we don't get to the passer. And those are two important statistics that a team has to have. You got to get to the passer, and you got to get that ball down the field.
Think about this. You know, we just, you know, pointed out that the last 5 games, our number one wide receiver, Rome Odunze, has been targeted 33 times. He has a total of 13 catches. And most of those aren't like big game-breaking catches. All that being said, Luther Burden and even today, Zacchaeus, they were a factor. They are finding little niches, little places where they contribute, and it does help the offense big picture-wise. So, you know, run the ball up in Green Bay, and then hopefully the passing game will follow. But, you know, a lot of that, is it because Rome has been facing double coverage almost every play? No, he's not. It's a combination of drops and errant throws. Yep. And somehow, some way, and again, we love the fact we're 9-3. We love the fact that the team is successful thus far, and we are saying the P word, playoffs. All that being said, you're not going anywhere if you've got your 2 starting wide receivers that aren't really involved in the game plan. And at some point, you got to hope that the quarterback will become more accurate, and those guys, when they get a chance, they snatch it. They don't drop it.
Quickly here again. Hmm? It's more important, more evident to me, Danny, from week to week, and you look at the quarterback stats after each game we played, and I'll tell you what, they're far from where they should be. Let's just put it that way, okay? And it kind of answers the question, like, why aren't we aggressive offensively? Why don't we go deep down the field or just go medium over the middle? Why don't we do it? I think today the question was answered again, Danny. I'll tell you what, I think the coaches and everybody, this kid, he definitely has an accuracy problem. Now, can that be corrected? I really don't know. But I'll tell you what, I hope the hell it doesn't jump up and bite us in a few remaining games, and once we get in the playoffs, I hope that doesn't jump up and bite us and take us out of a game because we can't convert downfield.
Well, again,
I'm just saying.
Well, next week, Green Bay, 3:25. We're going to go with an hour and a half pregame.
Correct. 2 till 3:30. We'll be that. That'll be live here on WGN Radio. Our post-game show will follow the football game right around 6:30. We will be on the stream at WGNRadio.com, WGNRadio.com. You can catch us there. We'll be live on the stream. You can always give us a phone call, 312-91-7200, same phone number on the web. That show will be recorded in case you miss it. We will play it back for you at 10:30 a week from Sunday. So we'll remind you, of course, during the week on the web itself, and we'll definitely make sure you'll miss.
So OB can go to sleep listening
to himself.
To himself.
Absolutely. He can critique himself.
Hopefully talking about how we took down
Hold
the
on,
Green
I'll
Bay
give
Packers.
You my grade. A triple plus.
Absolutely.
Right. Without even listening.
Would we expect anything different? Come on.